AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two Louisiana police officers have been arrested, charged with second-degree and attempted second-degree murder in the shooting death of a six-year-old boy and the wounding of his father in Marksville, Louisiana. State Police Superintendent Colonel Mike Edmondson says the investigation has been extensive.
What we've done the last 72 hours is we've interviewed witnesses. We have obtained forensic evidence, which I shared a little bit with you the other day. We did countless interviews. We've taken body camera footage.
Town Marshals Norris Greenhouse and Derek Stafford were taken into custody last night. Edmondson would not say if other charges were possible against two other officers involved in the incident. Russian and British tourists are leaving Egypt in droves. Empty planes being flown in from Russia after flights were suspended in the aftermath of last Saturday's crash of a Russian airliner that killed all 224 people on board. The AP's Jim Hines reports from Moscow on that suspension.
The order allows Russian airlines to continue to fly empty planes to Egypt, presumably with the aim of bringing back Russian tourists who are in Egypt.
The British government and a tourist agency say a plane carrying British tourists to Sharm el-Sheikh in August came within 1,000 feet of a rocket. British Department for Transport says the investigation concluded it was not a targeted attack. 8 years after a Canadian company asked to build the Keystone XL pipeline, President Obama has decided not to approve the plan.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
TransCanada and other supporters of the pipeline from Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast say they will continue to fight to have it built. This is AP Radio News. The Christmas tree arrives at Rockefeller Center on a balmy day in New York.
It's sure not beginning to feel a lot like Christmas here in New York with temperatures in the 70s, but they're still getting ready for it with this 10-ton, 78-foot Norway spruce, which came from the front lawn of Albert Asendorf's home. He admits, ironically, he was looking for a way to get rid of it.
It's taking up most of the front yard. The sun wasn't coming in on the house anymore. And we were going to knock it down ourselves at first last year, but then I said, ah.
So he sent in a picture to Rockefeller Center. The Christmas tree lighting is December 2nd. Julie Walker, New York.
In top 25 college football action today, top-ranked Ohio State goes for its 22nd straight victory facing Minnesota at home this evening. Big matchup, 4th-ranked LSU on the road against 7th-ranked Alabama. 5th-ranked TCU takes its 8-0 record on the road to face unbeaten 12th-ranked Oklahoma State. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.